November 1, 2017, our Zurich public meeting in Capitol Suite 14. Scheduled start time is 14 o'clock.
All right, I think we're pretty close to getting started here. The previous meeting has just sort of recently cleared out, and looks like everyone's sitting. Hooray. So I'd like to welcome everyone to the first public meeting of RZERC, the Root Zone Evolution Review Committee. We're meeting here in Abu Dhabi. We have a few online participants and a few of us in the room. First thing on the agenda is I'm going to ask the RZERC members here to introduce themselves. Jim, can we start with you, please? No, now that you've got a mouthful of food, sorry. Maybe.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'm Jim Reid. I am the IETF representative for RZERC, and I've got a mouthful of food.
My name is Peter Cook. I work for DNIC, and I'm the CCNSO representative on the team.
It's Brad Verd, VeriSign, and I am the RSAC representative on the team.
I'm Dwayne Wessels. I work for VeriSign, and I'm the Root Zone maintainer appointee to RZERC. Yap. Yap is here.
I'm the public, but I'm actually Jaap Akkerhuis from, Jaap Akkerhuis from Enelnet Labs. I'm actually interested in what became of RZERC, since I was in all the meetings at the group, the transition, and in the meetings where actually this was born as being a committee, so I'm just curious.
And I forget, can the participants can't, we can't hear them, right? The remote participants, so we can. Howard, can you introduce yourself? Are you able? Maybe I should just say that Howard Eland is the appointee from the GNSO. He's online. And we have some other RZERC members who are not here.
This is Mario. Yes, we can hear you, Howard.
All right, thank you, Howard. We've just been joined by Kaveh. Kaveh, we're just doing introductions, so would you happily introduce yourself for us?
Thank you very much. Kaveh Rajbar, Board Delegate to RZERC.
And then that leaves two other RZERC members. Carlos Martinez is the appointee from the ASO, and Kim Davies is the appointee from PTI. Okay, so next we have sort of a slide deck to go through providing an update on RZERC. Oh, sorry. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. I'm not just a member of RZERC. I'm Alexandra Kulikova. I'm ICANN staff, Global Stakeholder Engagement Division.
Thank you. So that's everyone in the room, and except for Steve and Mario, who were too shy to introduce themselves, also ICANN staff, supporting RZERC. Okay, so next we'll move on to the update, and I guess someone will do the slides. All right, thanks. So yeah, this is the RZERC meeting. Let's go to the next slide. Just a summary of what we're going to cover today, an overview. We have a slide deck. We have a slide on the membership, which at this point I think everyone has heard who the members are and who they're representing. We'll talk about some of the things that we've been working on with respect to our procedures and our charter, including types of meetings, the ways that RZERC is transparent, and ways that we consider proposals from the community, and lastly, a couple of slides on things we've been working on recently. Next, please. So on this overview slide, this text is really lifted directly from the charter, and it describes what ARZRK is. And the key point is that this committee is intended to review proposed architectural changes to the content of the DNS root zone and the systems, including hardware and software, and so on. ARZRK provides advice and information both to the board of directors and to the community on topics that are related to the root zone evolution of the internet. Next, please. The figure on this slide is something that's been sort of going around in various groups, including RSAC and SSAC and I guess now ARZRK. And this just sort of shows, you know, approximately where the delineation is between things that ARZRK works on and things that RSAC works on. And you can see these colored boxes that sort of proceed from left to right, beginning with the TLD operators who make change requests to the IANA function, and IANA function sort of forwards those updates and those changes on to the root zone maintainer, and then the root zone maintainer produces a root zone. It gets distributed out to the root zone operators, depicted here with the boxes with the letters and the anycast sites. And then on the far right, we have DNS resolvers making queries and getting responses. So this is just a helpful graphic to sort of show where the delineation lies. You see this squiggly line there dividing the halves of this document, and that's intentional to sort of convey the idea that it's not necessarily a hard and fast division. There is some overlap and some uncertainty there in exactly which side certain things fall on. Next slide, please. So one of the things that we talk a lot about and expect to get asked about are, you know, what sort of things are in scope and out of scope for ARZRK. And as some examples, day-to-day routine TLD changes are definitely out of scope for ARZRK. This happens as a matter of course, has been happening for, you know, years and years and years, and that's not something that ARZRK gets involved in or is expected to get involved in. an example of something that has happened in the past but would be within ARZRK's scope if it were to happen today would be, significant deployment of new DNS protocol features such as DNSSEC to the root zone, as happened in 2010. And we have some more examples of in scope and out of scope sort of things later on in this slide deck. Please. Here's the table showing the composition of the committee at this point in time. We've made our introductions, and you can visit that URL there down at the bottom at any time to get the current membership information if you would like to. Next. So types of meetings is something that we worked on recently with our procedures document, and ARZRK will be holding three types of meetings. Regular meetings are where attendance is normally restricted to ARZRK members only and held to conduct the work of ARZRK. We've been having these monthly for the last, 8 or so months. We've been, as I said, working on procedures and a couple of other things, so we've been relatively kept busy with that. Public meetings, of which this is the very first example, are used to present the work of ARZRK and to engage the broader community. We expect these would be held at ICANN meetings, as we are here, or perhaps IETF meetings as well. And lastly, from time to time, we anticipate that there may be need for what we call an executive meeting, which would be used to discuss confidential matters. And so these are described in the procedures document in a little more detail if you're curious about that. Next, please, Mario. Now, even though ARZERC's meetings are normally restricted only to members, ARZERC does strive for transparency, and the recordings from those meetings are posted on the ARZERC website as soon as they become available. Additionally, the minutes are posted. The minutes are actually sort of on a little bit of a delay because what we do is we review the minutes and approve them at the following meeting, and then at that point they are posted to the website. There's a mailing list archive, which is open. The link to that mailing list archive is now also posted on the ARZERC website. If you scroll down, there's a section that says, I think, archives and documents or something. You'll find it there. And again, back to the idea of executive meetings, the chair has the ability to decide on publishing confidential discussions or sensitive topics during the executive sessions. Next. So consideration of proposals. This is, you know, ARZERC's purpose to receive proposals and evaluate them. And this is what our procedures says, that the any issues or proposals raised to the community should be received from PTI staff or the PTI staff or the customer standing committee or any of the ARZERC members. And there's a list of sort of expectations here about what such proposals should include, the issues and proposed changes, potential impact to the DNS root zone, any expectations of timelines, you know, is this something urgent or not urgent, and of course, supporting documentation. Upon receiving such proposals, the committee will, convene and deliberate on the proposal. And the first step is to determine whether or not the proposal or the issue falls within ARZERC's charter and that it is indeed architectural in nature. And in the cases where such proposals are within the charter, if the proposal does not fall within the charter, then ARZERC is expected to say why, politely decline. And in the cases where it does, then the committee engages in further consultations and meetings and so on. I'd want to note also that in such cases, in such deliberations, ARZERC always has the option to invite outside experts in to advise them and participate in some of these meetings, please. So ARZERC's big accomplishment to date has been its operational procedures document, which we worked on for quite a number of months, that has been approved and published on the website as of September. As I said, meetings and other updates and documents are listed on the website. And since completing the procedures, we've been conducting sort of a hypothetical evaluation of potential topics and scenarios that we think might come ARZERC's way in the future. And the purpose of this is to guide the committee when considering future proposals, and also to sort of, as a little reality check to make sure that everyone's sort of on the same page with things that are in scope and out of scope for ARZERC. Next, please. So we wanted to share a few specific things that we've been discussing in that exercise of evaluating potential topics. One is the issue of, or the question of the location of root server instances, and there is a strong feeling that this is entirely out of scope for ARZERC. Another is changes to the set of metrics. And these metrics are currently defined by an RSEC document, RSEC 002. So changes to this set of metrics that root server operators are expected to publish. And we have agreement that something like this is out of scope. One topic that at this point is a little bit less certain is should there be another round of new GTLDs expected to increase the size of the root zone by, say, 1,000 or more TLDs? Would such a proposal or such an issue be within scope or out of scope? We did not come to agreement on that, although we have not fully had the time yet to discuss it within our meetings. At this point, it's just been a very cursory sort of survey of opinions. And in the future, we will talk about this and other topics in much more depth. And lastly, one last example is a change to the naming scheme of root servers, which is something that has also come up within the RSAC context. And within RZERC, we had agreement that this is something that is in scope. So, okay, next. So the last slide just here has the website for RZERC, which, again, you can find all these documents that we've been talking about. And if you have any questions at this point about RZERC, please contact Mario, who is the primary support staff for the committee. And that's the end of this presentation. And now we'd like to have a Q&A session if there are any questions. I need to unlock my laptop and see if there's any questions in Adobe. Okay. I'm not seeing or hearing any questions. Does anyone else? No? Okay. Somebody's typing? Yeah. Well, again, happy to take questions from you at a later date via Mario, as his email address is posted here. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for participating in RZERC's first public meeting.